Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now, Dave, we kind of have the U.S. election behind us, and also not really have the U.S. election behind us. At least the votes are now in most states. And, one thing we can take away from it is that the U.S., your country, continues to be very split in terms of red and blue. And we didn't get that blue wave that some of the markets, even some of the gold bugs, were hoping for. The fact of the matter is, though, when it comes to the precious metals, they continue to be very stuck. Gold right around 1900. It has been volatile over the last 24 hours, but still, for the most part, it's right at 1900. The gold stocks, those had a good day yesterday, fading today. I think that this outcome or lack of a decisive outcome is not necessarily good for that gold bug narrative that after the U.S. election, gold is going to go skyrocketing higher. There's nothing wrong with gold continuing to move sideways and digesting a lot of these gains, but I think we do need to taper some of the gold bug narrative that was saying gold's going to skyrocket here because of all the indecision that's going on in the U.S. It seems like we could be stuck in a bit of a range until we get some more clarity. That's at least my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I mean, first of all, you saying that this is healthy and a good thing, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the gold price is still correcting in time. You know, we've got a double bottom in the 1850 area. And the big question is will that double bottom hold or will it give way and sell down to the 1800 level? I think that's the big question here. But it's nice to see the gold price, you know, hanging in there, while what we pretty much figured would happen is happening. Meaning the U.S. election is going to remain contested here. I don't see either side conceding. Trump basically came out last night. I was watching in the middle of the night last night, and he came out and said that he's taken it to the Supreme Court. He said the votes have already been counted. I've won. Basically, it's going to go to the Supreme Court if the Democrats try to steal the election. So on the one hand, we've got the Biden's campaign manager coming out and saying that they've basically won. And so I see it going to the Supreme Court. And the last time it went to the Supreme Court was in 2000. And we didn't find out who the actual winner was until 37 days after the election, when Gore conceded before the Supreme Court decision. So this could drag out even longer than that. And in the meantime, gold is going to remain choppy. And it's probably, like you said, going to remain around this 1900 area and keep correcting in time.
Now, what do you think about that move that we saw yesterday, even into today, into the U.S. dollar and into treasuries? A bit of a safety play. Gold isn't viewed as that safety play right now. Where's the discrepancy?
Well, it started to be viewed as a safety play at the end of last week because we had the dollar rise into the weekend and gold rise along with it. I mean, that's not a trend, just 1 or 2 days. And also, you know, a couple days before the election, gold continued to go up too as it bounces here from that 1850 level. So, you know, gold and the dollar have been known to rise together as a safety play in tandem, and it did so over the past year or so. So, like I said, it's anybody's guess, as far as I'm concerned, whether that 1850 level double bottom at 1850 is going to hold or not. And I think the shares are going to tell us. The shares led gold lower down to test 1850, and the gold shares now are beginning to show relative strength. So, but it's still not a trend. It's only happened for a few days now. So, I still expect a lot of uncertainty here. But I also don't expect my stink bids that I have in place to fill anymore, which is, you know, a bad thing as far as what I'm looking for in the stocks that I want to own at cheaper levels, but a good thing in the stocks that I already own, my core positions that are holding really strong.
So even as you and I are talking this, the gold stocks are selling off. GDX, GDXJ, they are down almost 3% right now. I realize that in the last, let's say, week, the gold stock started to bounce. But if you look at GDX, you look at GDXJ on a daily chart, they bounced from a lower low, which has been pretty consecutive ever since that August high, and this recent peak from yesterday, that's another lower high. So this isn't much of an uptrend. This is still more of a downtrend.
Correct. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And also, the bounces were on lower volume than the sell-off volume. So, it's going to chop a while here. And the levels to look at are the 200-day moving average in the GDX. It's rising here, and it's almost reached 35. And the GDXJ, you can look at the same area, the 200-day moving average, which is rising towards 48. And there is good support at 49, which was strong resistance for 7 years. So those areas could still be tested, absolutely. But I don't see much more downside than that. And I expect, like we talked about earlier here, for the gold price to continue to correct in time, which is a healthy thing. I mean, we had a huge move in the shares. We had a huge move in gold and silver. You know, GDXJ went up 183% in 4.8 months. So, you know, that's got to consolidate. It is consolidating, and it's doing so in a downward biased sideways. So this is all healthy for the long term gold bull market, as far as I'm concerned.
So then, Dave, what are you doing with your portfolio? Because quite frankly, it sounds like if you like some of your core positions, you could just turn away from the market and forget about it until possibly next year, over the next 2 months. But you know what? There is still going to be a lot of news hitting the market when a lot of drill core comes back to the companies. There are still going to be some standout companies and maybe some companies that fade. But what are you going to be doing with your portfolio?
That's right. Yes. Well, I've still got my core positions. I'm holding them. You know, I've got some stink bids and a couple things that I might move up a bit. I'm pretty much holding. You know, I'm pretty happy with the outcome of the election as far as the Senate and the House is concerned, because the Republicans have remained control of the Senate, and they also picked up a few more seats in the House. So being a U.S. citizen, I'm pretty sure that my taxes are not going to be increased next year. You know, Biden ran on the platform of raising capital gains to 39.2%. So, that would have hit the market hard if there would have been a blue wave, because a lot of people would have been selling expecting to have their taxes raised next year. So we don't expect to see that now. So that's a good thing. And as far as either one of these presidents, whoever wins, you know, the easy money is going to continue. The guaranteed basic income is going to continue. And the money supply is going to continue going up. The Fed's balance sheet is going to continue going up. This is all good news for the gold price.
Just that we need a little bit more clarity, right, on what these things are going to be expanding. And we just don't have that clarity. Is there any other markets that you're going to be watching, whether it comes to the U.S. dollar, whether it comes to the actual U.S. equity markets, that you think will have an impact, either positive or negative, on precious metals? Actually, more importantly, on the precious metal stocks.
Oh, commodities. Yeah, I mean, commodities are super cheap here. You know, I mean, you take a look at wheat, and take a look at sugar, and take a look at agriculture. I think that once the dollar starts to go down again, the commodity sector is really going to start to take off from a very, very depressed level.
Ooh, one other aspect that makes me think of base metals and that mm-hmm. whole blue wave narrative, right, and infrastructure spending. That seems like it's not going to happen right now, does it?
Nah, not anytime soon. No. That's another good point. Yeah, I mean, the copper price is hanging around $3. You know, got to watch Dr. Copper and see what shakes out here also. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dave, not much more to talk about other than to let everyone know you will be joining me on the weekend show. And we're going to be talking about an M&A transaction that happened this week, the Monarch Gold being taken out by Yamana. We'll use that as a stepping stone to talk a couple more stocks in a full 2-hour market weekend focus show. Dave, thanks for your time, buddy. I'll chat with you later this week.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks a lot.